The state's plan to comply with the mental health consent decree, and Oklahoma City's new soccer team unveils a new name and logo. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Friday, July 17th. I'm Nick Daniels. More than a year after it was due, consultants approved Oklahoma's plan to decrease criminal defendants' wait times for court-ordered treatment. Sierra Pfeiffer has the latest on a high-profile Oklahoma consent decree.
The state entered the consent decree to settle a class-action lawsuit against the Department of Mental Health. Plaintiffs' attorneys sued the state for violating the civil rights of people with severe mental illness, who sometimes waited months in jail for court-ordered treatment. As part of the settlement agreement, the department was required to submit a detailed plan about how it's going to speed up the system. It took four tries and more than a year for the department to get it right. But court consultants monitoring the case say the newly approved plan is a step in the right direction. The state has already been fined $3.5 million for failing to comply with the consent decree. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Oklahoma has sent another wave of first responders to Texas as deadly flooding continues in the Hill Country. Oklahoma Task Force 1, firefighters from Oklahoma City and Yukon, and Guymon's Swift Water Rescue Team are assisting with search and recovery efforts after days of torrential rain. Some areas have received up to 30 inches of rain, causing rivers to rise as much as 25 feet in an hour. At least two people have died, and more than 200 people have been rescued. A United Kituwa Band of Cherokee Indians representative says his chief threatened him during a tense meeting over layoffs. Thomas Pablo reports the allegation will go to court.
Representative Donald Adair filed for a protective order against the tribe's chief on Monday, alleging abuse amid controversy about layoffs and economic distress within the tribe. Tribal leaders say 32 employees were furloughed after American Rescue Plan Act funds depleted, and most were reallocated to different departments or paid through different funding sources. But six workers were still furloughed as of Wednesday night, and two reportedly took layoffs. Adair apologized to them, and he says UKB Chief Jeff Wakachi took exception with that.
I just told the employees, you know, I'm sorry, as a council, we fail you. And right there and then, he'd start cussing me.
Adair says he's discussed possible impeachment after the altercation, but it's unclear if he has the support. A hearing for the requested protective order is scheduled for next week. I'm Thomas Pablo.
Wakachi did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Oklahoma City's new soccer team has unveiled a new name and logo honoring the state's native culture. OKC United will begin play in the championship division of the United Soccer League in 2028 to coincide with the opening of a new stadium in Lower Bricktown. The team's logo features a sun with 39 rays representing the 39 tribes in Oklahoma with a shield in the shape of an arrowhead. The team's colors, midnight blue, pink sunset, and ivory cloud are inspired by the Oklahoma sky. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.